Most Holy Father, the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present today wish to express to you their sentiments of respect and esteem, and to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as the successor of Peter. At the end of the audience, we will sing together the Our Father in Latin. The Holy Father will then impart his apostolic blessing, which he willingly extends to the members of your families at home. And in a special way, his blessing goes to your children and to your loved ones who are sick. The following is a summary of the Holy Father's words this morning. Dear brothers and sisters, we return to our reflection on the resurrection of the body as we look at three aspects of the relationship between Christ's resurrection and our own. First, the gospel reveals to us that our faith in the resurrection is bound to the person of Jesus Christ, who himself said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Like us in all things but sin, Christ gathers us to himself so that we may accompany him in his journey back to the Father. The risen Christ gives his disciples the Holy Spirit as a pledge of communion with God, which has its fullness in eternity. The anticipation of eternal life is the source and reason for our hope. If cultivated and protected, it illuminates our lives as persons and communities. Second, Christ rose in his glorified body. Through Christ, our bodies will also be glorified and reunited with our souls at the resurrection. Therefore, our experience of the risen Christ in the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, prepares us for the reunion of our bodies and souls in heaven. Third, while Jesus will resurrect us at the end of time, even now he wishes us to share in his resurrection. Through baptism, we are inserted into his death and resurrection and begin to experience new life. The seed of eternity is planted within us. Hence, the image of eternity is imprinted on us and calls us to respect the lives of all people, especially those who suffer. In this way, we can experience the closeness of the reign of God towards which we all journey together.